Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Before we dive into the Splash, you think does Rocky hold up for you?
Yeah, it kind of did. Yeah, it did. It held
first
up
one's
for me.
Pretty. Yeah, it's pretty raw. It's still pretty good after all these years.
Yeah, and you could just see how authentic it. When that movie hit, I mean, it hit.
I was very, very young.
Yeah,
I remember my mom was not a moviegoer.
Yeah,
but my dad persuaded her to go to the movies.
Uh huh.
And she fell asleep. And my dad was not happy. A lot of times you'll hear people say you can't win a basketball game in the first quarter. Well, the Phoenix Suns kind of did that last night. The Suns stormed out to a 21-point lead after the first quarter, withstood a very bad second quarter, then hung on in the second half for a 105-97 win over the Utah Jazz. For their eighth straight win, second straight over the Jazz, Devin Booker spearheaded the charge in the first, scoring 21 points in the first 12 minutes. He outscored the Jazz all by himself. The Suns immediately followed that with arguably their worst quarter of the season. They were outscored 30-11 in the second and had a two-point lead at halftime, but Booker and Paul each had 17 in the second half to secure the win. Book finished with 43 points, 12 rebounds for the Suns, 38-9 now the record on the season. They stretch out their lead in the West to 3.5 games over Golden State with a home game against Minnesota looming tomorrow night at Footprint Center.
Another weird game and yet another victory for the Suns. They're very close to getting to that 40-9 record that I found to be preposterously and disproportionately important.
What's that analytic breakdown? What's the Suns' record in weird games?
Yeah, they're pretty good in the weird games.
They're good at winning the weird ones.
And if you like numbers, Devin Booker, post-mascot in Toronto, is averaging 32.6 points per game, post-mascot.
Thanks, Toronto.
Yeah, thanks, Toronto.
And that was with the 11-point game against Indiana. Mm-hmm. Just imagine. Yeah, thanks, Raptor mascot. Elsewhere in the league last night, Ja Morant exploded for 41 points. Grizzlies beat San Antonio on the road, 118-110. Luka Doncic had a triple-double, 15-10-15. Paced Dallas, 20-point win over Portland. And former son Kelly Oubre got a haircut. It's not as poofy, but apparently it agrees with him. 10 three-pointers off the bench last night.
Uh-huh.
39 points. Charlotte beat Indiana 158-126. I was actually witnessing some of that game, and Indiana's defensive effort was just shameful.
Yeah. Okay.
Looks like the Denver Broncos will be the first of 9 NFL teams looking for head coaches to actually hire one. Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett getting the Denver job, according to reports from NFL Network. Hackett has been the Packers OC for 3 seasons, previous coordinator experience in Jacksonville and Buffalo. He is the son of former coach Paul Hackett and no relation to comedian Buddy Hackett.
Well, let's hope not.
That'd be a great story, though, wouldn't it?
Well, it kind of would be. I refuse to believe the Broncos hired this guy if not for the hope that Aaron Rodgers is going to come with them. I don't know why this would be your hire, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly leads to speculation. You can look at, you know, he's experienced, yes. The Broncos had gone with a defensive coach last time. That didn't work out. Their offense has been their issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's undeniable, the connection to Rodgers at this point. We are headed into championship weekend in the NFL. We got our first look at the injury reports for all 4 teams yesterday. The Rams, getting ready for the NFC championship, did not have wide receiver Van Jefferson, offensive lineman Joe Noteboom, or defensive lineman Greg Gaines on the practice field. 49ers had a longer DNP list, including defensive lineman Nick Bosa, but that was just for rest. Elijah Mitchell, their running back, missed the session with a knee injury. Trent Williams sat out with an ankle ailment. And Jimmy Garoppolo, who is bulletproof, was a full participant despite thumb and shoulder injury.
There is so much pressure on Sean McVay in this particular game, I think even more so than Matthew Stafford, because Sean McVay had to answer the question, is Kyle Shanahan in your head? Imagine that going into a game. But that's what the records are.
Yes, and if it was, you know, a lot of people were asking Cliff Kingsbury that about Sean McVay at one point.
Right, it's true.
Cincinnati Bengals had a short injury list on Wednesday. Both quarterback Joe Burrow and wide receiver T. Higgins were full participants for Kansas City. Only safety Tyrann Mathieu was out. Of course, he left the Chiefs' playoff win over the Bills with a concussion. Both of the home teams favored for Sunday. Chiefs a 7-point favorite. Rams a 3.5-point favorite, according to FanDuel Sportsbook. Speculation over players' futures continues around the NFL. Yesterday, Tampa Bay tight end Rob Gronkowski said he wants to take his time on making a decision on whether to return, and that if he was forced into a decision right now, he probably would retire again. Gronkowski had a good season for the Bucs, 55 catches, 802 yards, 6 touchdowns. Three-time Pro Bowl offensive guard Brandon Brooks of the Eagles announced his retirement at a press conference yesterday, and Australian Open tennis winding down. And we've got the final setup in the women's bracket. Top seed Ash Barty cruised into the championship with a 6-1, 6-3 win over unseeded American Madison Keys. First Australian Open final for the Australian Barty in her 9th appearance there.
Mm-hmm.
She will face 27th-seeded Danielle Collins from the United States, who completed a straight set win over Poland's Iga Świątek this morning. Collins' first Grand Slam final. Later tonight, tomorrow in Australia, Rafael Nadal will face Italy's Matteo Berrettini in one men's semifinal, and the other, it's a second seed Daniil Medvedev against four-seeded Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Yeah, that's a good set of semifinals on the men's side.
It is.
Australian Open is such a weird tournament. Every time I turn on a match, it's like players are playing in blinding sunlight. It's hard to watch.
150 degrees right now.
130 degrees on the court.
I know. Let's not move it.
Let's have it in the middle of the summer every year there.
Right, right.
They like the calendar separation from the other Grand Slams, I think. Oh. Probably a little bit too much. There you go. There is your splash for Thursday, January 27th.